The panel was trying to calculate the impact of the change, such as how many teachers would be required to earn a master's degree and take additional training just to teach the courses. The increased requirements are proposed by the Higher Learning Commission, the regional accreditor for Indiana's colleges and universities. It's expected to go into effect in fall 2017. Todd Bess, the executive director of Indiana Association of School Principals, says school leaders are fearful of the new requirements.
Their concerns are this is going to decimate their dual credit offerings, and the real impact is that students won't be earning dual credit for their college opportunities.
Teresa Lubbers, the state higher education commissioner, said the panel raised good ideas on how to address the change, but she's uncertain if the regional accreditor will make adjustments based on Indiana's concerns. Their next meeting is November 23rd. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.